Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Will Brinson, senior NFL writer at CBS Sports. Will, welcome back to the program. The decision yesterday in Dallas, it's going to be Dak Prescott's show moving forward. Tony Romo with a very gracious speech to the media. How did he come off to you in that press conference?
Oh, I mean, I thought he was fantastic. Look, I mean, he'd already lost the job. So it was a concession speech. You know, that's all it was. And ultimately, concession speeches need to be gracious. They need to be, uniting. There's probably a parallel here I'm not thinking of, but they need to be, they need to reach across the table and say, and try and make things better for all parties involved. And I think that's what Tony Romo did. I mean, first of all, he made himself look sympathetic, which is good. I mean, you don't want to be the bad guy backup who's causing Dak to look over his shoulder. Second of all, I think he united the team. I mean, I think all of his teammates, everyone in the NFL was tweeting and saying, wow, got to respect that guy. Even Tony Romo is the king of social media, the king of being the butt of social media jokes, and yet he was absolutely toasted on Tuesday. And so I think I would assume his teammates are all looking at him and saying, man, that's a good dude. We got a good thing vibing with this team. And then, he said, Dak's got my back and I've got his. And I think it's going to ease up the questions that Jerry Jones and Tony get from the media. It was a smart statement from that regard, because now they can just move forward and Dak's the quarterback until Jerry Jones and Jason Garrett decide that they need to make a change. And look, I don't think, I get that Dak is the guy. I also think that if for any reason Dak were to come out and lay an egg against the Ravens this week, and Dallas were to lose at home to Baltimore, and then he played badly for two quarters against Washington the week after that, I don't think Jason Garrett or Jerry Jones would hesitate to break glass in case of emergency and go straight to Tony Romo.
Okay, so let's assume that it remains Prescott's job all the way through the postseason, that he stays healthy and he performs well enough to line up under center for the Cowboys every single week. What's next for Romo? Is he headed to another city? And any city come to mind for you that might be a great fit?
Well, there could be a bunch of potential fits next year with the way the quarterback carousel has played out. Obviously, Chicago has a situation where they don't have a good quarterback. Tony played college at Eastern Illinois, so he's got some local connections there. I think he'd be a tremendous fit potentially in a Bruce Arians offense in Arizona, depending on what Carson Palmer's situation is. But, Tony Romo, I don't know if he's healthy enough to be a fit there. He's older, he's got back issues, and he's going to cost a lot of money. Aside from those things, he's a great fit because he's a good quarterback. I think the biggest obstacle you see with Romo is that, first of all, Dallas, it's going to come down to, is Jerry Jones willing to give Tony Romo a chance to play somewhere else instead of having one of the best backups in the league? Because I think they're only going to save $5 million against the cap, and $5 million straight up in cash by trading Tony or by releasing him. He has a $19 million cap hold regardless. So it's not like getting rid of Tony Romo and shipping him out is some just easy, obvious move. I mean, the Cowboys are going to have to think long and hard about the risk involved. But, if somebody were willing to give them something tangible in return, I certainly think they'd be willing to send Tony Romo to another team.
No one loves the Dallas Cowboys. I mean, no one. Like Tony Romo. He showed that yesterday. How important was him to unite the team? And also, what did that do for Dak Prescott by having a guy of that stature turn over the keys and say, hey, look, I understand. I'm moving forward. I'm going to humbly bow.
Well, I think it's a huge difference maker if you're Dak, because you're not – I mean, look, Dak has been incredible this year in terms of dealing with this adversity, because there are a lot of people and a lot of in certainly in football and probably other professions that might soil themselves if they had the idea of an all-pro quarterback MVP caliber quarterback sitting on the bench waiting to come in and take the job, especially given how, you know, Tony Romo is the apple of Jerry Jones' eye. Dak has handled it with aplomb. He's been fantastic. You know, he said, look, I don't worry about those things. I'm just here for the team. And, I think that matters to a degree. But, yeah, Tony coming out and saying, hey, you know, I've got Dak's back. I am supporting Dak. And I think it goes to an underlying aspect of this that we haven't probably talked about enough because we're the media and we get frenzied about it. But I think Tony's probably been a pretty good mentor for Dak the entire time. You know, I think that's sort of flown under the radar, that Tony Romo has helped Dak grow as a player, even though it hasn't helped Tony Romo as a person or a player, but, you know, by making Dak better. And I think that shows how much he loves the Cowboys. And it's one of those things where, you know, look, Dak Prescott, Tony Romo is a better quarterback than Dak Prescott. I mean, you know, all things equal. We don't know if Tony's healthy enough to be better right now, but I have to anticipate he's pretty close to it. The difference is, if you're someone who's a Cowboys, you know, you're on the Cowboys team, you can't conceivably ask them to go away from the guy who's gotten this team to 8-1. They're just too hot.
One more, Will, before we let you go. Jared Goff going to start for the Rams for the first time. The bar set very low considering who's come before him, but isn't also the bar set very high because he was a number one overall pick?
Yeah, but I think Jeff Fisher offense negates the number one pick, right? I think the bar is set. I think the bar is actually set higher because of guys like Dak Prescott and Carson Wentz. You know, we've seen Cody Kessler play. We've seen Kevin Hogan play. I'm missing like two guys that have played from this class that are rookies. I mean, it's been a good rookie class, and so if Jared Goff comes in and struggles, then people are going to question that top pick because of the success from other quarterbacks. He should be able to he could probably cut off one of his legs and pole vault over the bar set by the other Rams quarterbacks since Sam Bradford was there in 2010. But the bigger concern for me isn't even Goff right now, because it's the middle of the season. The bigger concern for me is Todd Gurley. I mean, they managed to neuter a guy who, to me, was going to be one of the best running backs in the league. And if Gurley's not going, if Gurley's not going in that offensive line and opening up holes for Gurley, I don't see how they're going to protect for Goff. I feel like it's a either-or proposition with him and Case Keenum. And I anticipate this is somewhat of a mixture of, we're going to give up and go with the rookie and see how he looks. But if we happen to make a push for the playoffs because we're right there on the fringe, then I look smart move from Jeff Fisher.
Fantastic use of neuter, by the way. That was wonderful.
neutered. I believe I used neutered aplomb and soiled himself.
Yes.
In this interview.
Well, so done, Will. Good.
Big show. Senior NFL writer at CBS Sports, Will Brinson, with Joe Lowndes on 95.7 The Game. Will, first class effort. We really appreciate the time. Look forward to catching up again soon.
Yeah, guys. Anytime. Have a great day.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.